This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. So picture this. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, and you woke up to the sound of blackbirds chirping through your half-open window. Unlike other days, it's still very quiet. So you decide to sneak a peek through your curtains to see what's going on. A few people are walking by, but there's a problem. They all look the same. With identical skin and hair color, when you look closer, even their face is the same. You are in a world filled with identical humans. Meet Flint. He is 24 years old. He has hazel eyes, and he's 6 feet tall. What a catch, I guess. He lives in a parallel world where everybody looks exactly alike, and he told me everything about it. Hey, what color are your hair and eyes? Let me know in the comments. In the parallel universe number 12, every person is born with the same face. It's as if a factory produced humans in the same way dolls are manufactured, minus the package, of course. These identical creatures come into the world naturally, but they don't just have a name. They also have a number. As we all know, in our world, our names and surnames help in identifying us. But many people have the same name and surname. I know 7 John Smiths. But we also have our date of birth that separates us. And then our face, of course. That's why we have those little unflattering photos on our IDs. In Flint's world, instead of that photo, they have a unique number. Here's how it goes. To keep the world in order, the government came up with a numerical system that gave each person a number. Every time an individual was born, doctors had to go online and fill in the new data. Then the computer connected to a super-fast processing server that would assign the number itself. Flint was number 256873. But if there were multiple people born at the same time, the computer started adding letters to the sequence. Flint's friend Sam was born alongside other babies at the same millisecond. So they were given the numbers 400A, 400B, 400C, and 400D. To make sure that nobody lost their unique identity, they had tiny microchips placed in their chests. That also made traveling easier. When Flint was flying to another continent, he didn't even have to check in. The high-tech systems picked up his identity from his chest and knew where he was. These systems were installed in all public places to keep the world in order. My question to my buddy was, "So, how do you identify all your friends?" He said that when you become friends with someone, the chips connected through something like Bluetooth. So, when you meet your best friend, you could tell who he is from a distance without even talking to him. They never got to play hide-and-seek, though. This guy is Eric. When he was born into the identical human world, he never saw a beauty ad in his life. The world of social media in this parallel universe is completely different from what we're used to. In our world, everyone pays attention to the way they look. So people try to experiment with hair, face, and makeup. Some people even try to change their look to make it more marketable and gain more followers. But in the world where everyone looks the same, people don't care about beauty because the outcome will always be the same. The accounts aren't based on photos, but on intelligence. Humans have some desire for attention, but if you all look like every other person, you have to use your achievements and intelligence to have it. Eric's identity is number 89856. From the time he was born, he was given just one online social media account. It is mandatory, and there's only one platform in the world. But he couldn't access it until he turned 18. Since he looked like everyone else, the system had to scan his face and identify his age. Until then, his parents were able to post about celebrations, achievements, and updates. When Eric became an adult, he gained access and saw what everyone else was up to. He checked all the social media celebrities. They were inventors, scientists, and well-respected individuals. He followed the top celebrity of the platform. His name was James Miller, and he was on the verge of perfecting teleportation. He managed to teleport animals to a distant galaxy, but they were making some adjustments before sending out humans for the first time. He had 357 million followers. You see, in this world, only your achievements and character could make you different. So people use that to their advantage. Nobody could use their looks to get what they want. In just 100 years, everything that ailed humans was cured. Eric showed me another celebrity. His name was Dave, and he had 292 million followers. He built a spaceship that could travel faster than the speed of light while keeping travelers safe. Meet Liam. His ID number is 52003A. He told me that one of his favorite things to do was going to school. He learned new things, and most importantly, everyone got along. Well, when they weren't competing, that is. Bullying didn't exist in Liam's world. Us humans like to label people who have a different appearance, and we usually pick on the negative. We categorize individuals on the way they look and their weight. Sometimes that brings their confidence down, and that prevents them from doing well in school and society. Liam told me everyone has the same opportunities, and then they get to choose what they want to do in life. You can't make fun of someone. It's as if you're making fun of yourself. The ideal person is the one that they see in the mirror. I also met a pal named Logan. His identity number was 12370. He was a bit shocked when he saw me because, to use his words, I looked like a different species. But I gotta give it to him. He looks at himself all the time. He is an artist, and he believed himself to be a surrealist. His paintings portrayed people with different colored eyes, hair, and skin. If I were to show his paintings to our world, everyone would think they are just realistic. His artworks shocked everyone in that world, but not me, though. One of them looked like my buddy Ollie, and the other like my Aunt Karen. Creativity in that world is limited. It's hard to imagine something different when you are exposed to the same stimuli. In another painting, he drew a lady with red hair and blue eyes and green skin. As we were talking, he introduced me to his friend Roy, who was a musician. He wrote songs about space and other sciencey stuff that didn't make sense to me. In one of the songs, he was giving tips on how to solve difficult math equations. That was the number one hit of the year. I asked him if he ever wrote a song about his other half, but he said that it was very difficult. He described her hair, how she walks, talks, and her eyes. When people heard it, they thought it was for everyone. That's when I realized that these humans didn't have a sense of individuality. They brought me a cup of coffee in a plain white coffee mug, and I looked around. Everything had the same design without any unique features. The walls didn't have fun posters. They had the periodic table, the globe, and three solar systems they explored. Those things were their only motivators to keep going. Logan was making money by creating custom avatar paintings for people on social media. That made them stand out a bit more. But to buy one of his avatars, people had to have had at least 4 brilliant achievements. The social media company required that. Roy's number was 763712. When we were talking about his world, he told me that I smelled like grass. I hope he meant that as a compliment. We got deeper into the conversation, and I noticed that he had advanced sensory mechanisms, all of them did. It was developed over time to help them identify people and tell them apart. 6 years have passed since I visited Parallel Universe number 12, and when I went back, I met Laura. Her number was 12741422. We went to a very diverse event. People began changing their bodies and postures to help them stand out. The fashion show we went to was the Legs Hermes. There, the models were wearing arm extenders that helped them walk on all fours. Their hand heels were pretty awesome. We met for lunch at a restaurant, and she was talking about this famous artist that inspired her to change. She was talking about my buddy Logan. She and her friend Nick were discussing about changing into one of those paintings. Nick wanted to have blue skin with orange stripes, and Laura wanted green skin with atoms and planets painted on it. I thought they were talking about tattoos and maybe plastic surgery. I began to realize that this perfect society wouldn't last long. People were desperate about having a unique identity, so they were working hard to get it. I don't know, folks. If everyone looked the same, it might solve a lot of problems, but it would also create new ones. The sciences would probably skyrocket, but creativity could go either way. One thing is sure, we wouldn't be able to tell the difference between a celebrity and a regular person.